Promise 50. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15:16. One of the greatest enemies of practicable discipleship, like fulsome following of Jesus of Nazareth, is that deadly, almost unnoticed feeling of creeping over familiarity. You'll know the feeling is present when you either listen to or when you're personally reading through words like these ones and find yourself not stunned by them. That is the work of overfamiliarity. Overfamiliarity is the product of a conscious or unconscious thought process whereby we think we already know all there is to know of something. So, reading of that subject again, one's mind somewhat shuts down. An unthinking instinct seems to take over, like when you sometimes arrive at home without totally remembering your drive there, and Jesus' words become a sort of background to one's thoughts. Words like choose, chose, appointed, go, bear fruit, abide, in my name, they get filtered out by the noise of whatever the day holds. Well, let us together say, not today. Today, I would have us wrestling with, reveling in the glorious practicalities of fulsome following after that wonderful man, Jesus of Nazareth. And I want to take two particular different angles on today's promise so that these words become a bit unfamiliar, fresh and new for each of us. To do that, instead of Jesus speaking these words to you in the second person plural, you as in all of you many, we will each of us speak these words aloud to him in two different voices, the first person singular, I and me, and the first person plural, us and we. We'll do this because in the day-to-day context in which we live our lives and follow his way, we tend to be his disciples very much on our own. And this is natural. He means to lead us individually, powerfully. And yet, if we want to overwhelm the world with the wonder of his glory and really show his church in the power of its full manifestation, we absolutely must reconstitute the body of Christ properly. So here's the plan. In a moment, I'm going to read aloud and then lead you through the two new versions of these verses, first person, singular and plural. And what I want you to do is get carried away. Repeat these words aloud, loudly, with your whole heart and mind. Strip the latent overfamiliarity right out of the equation. Believe what you're hearing and pronouncing. Pronounce what you desire to believe as you hear it. So here you go, listening the first time, and then I'll lead you through phrase by phrase. And again, I want you to say it aloud. So listen all in once. Jesus, I did not choose you, but you chose me and appointed me that I should go and bear fruit and that my fruit should abide, so that whatever I ask the Father in your name, he may give it to me. And then phrase by phrase, and again, after I pause, you say it aloud, loudly for yourself. Jesus, I did not choose you, but you chose me and appointed me that I should go and bear fruit, and that my fruit should abide, so that whatever I ask the Father in your name, he may give it to me. And then one more time, first person singular, I'll read it again. Jesus, I did not choose you, but you chose me and appointed me that I should go and bear fruit and that my fruit should abide, so that whatever I ask the Father in your name, he may give it to me. And then as a member of the body, again, I want you to listen to it in whole, and then we'll do it by phrases and I'll read it in whole again. So here it is in whole. Jesus, we did not choose you, but you chose us and appointed us that we should go and bear fruit and that our fruit should abide, so that whatever we ask the Father in your name, he may give it to us. And then again, phrase by phrase, and I want you loud and proud to follow after and say it. Jesus, we did not choose you, but you chose us and appointed us that we should go and bear fruit and that our fruit should abide, so that whatever we ask the Father in your name, he may give it to us. And then all at once again, Jesus, we did not choose you, but you chose us and appointed us that we should go and bear fruit and that our fruit should abide, so that whatever we ask the Father in your name, he may give it to us. My friend, as a member of the body and as an integral part of the constantly recoalescing whole that is him, you did not choose, you are chosen. In fact, being chosen, not being in a position powerful enough to choose, Jesus instead decided to appoint you to the most powerful position he could find for you, a messenger of the gospel and a bearer of its fruit. And that's fruit, by the way, that will abide as you abide in him. And two, just in case the foregoing information wasn't enough to stun your sensibilities, you may ask whatever you wish of the Father in heaven, the Heavenly Father, and he will give it to you. Now, what do you think of all that? Isn't this promise just too absolutely wonderful?